Blog Talk Radio. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Audio Jungle.
You are listening to The Ace, Alex Cardinale Entertainment Network, with your host, the crazy Alex Cardinale, from Springfield, Massachusetts. You can expect the unexpected on The Ace Network. Now, on to today's show.
Keep it lively and authentic. My name is Alex Cardinale, and I am the ace that runs this place. I am proud to welcome you to my cooking show here on Ace Network. The name of this cooking show is Cooking with the Fat Guy. Cook, bake, eat, repeat, because that's what a fat guy does. The reason for the name Cooking with the Fat Guy is really simple, because I am a fat guy, I love to cook, I love to bake, and I love to eat. I decided to try something new and host this cooking show by being my true self. Sure, I could say that I am Chef Alex, but I can only say that for a period of time before it gets boring. At least the fat guy is funny and will keep people laughing. The point is short and simple. This will be a cooking and baking show packed with recipes and information. I want you to get in your kitchen and start cooking and baking. With Christmas taking place next Sunday, I figured the best way to start this baking show is to do a Christmas cookie show. It's simple. This time of year, everyone is baking cookies. This fat guy talking to you loves Christmas cookies. It is an understatement when I say I love cookies. I can eat a whole package. Tonight, I'm going to exchange some of my personal favorite cookie recipes with you and give out some good information on cookies. Cookies are an American Christmas tradition and have been for many years. Many people love to drink some hot cocoa or coffee and enjoy some delicious homemade cookies on Christmas Eve or Christmas night. Many people spend the month of December baking cookies and doing cookie exchanges. Bakeries have the highest sales of cookies during the Christmas season. Some good FYI information for you to start the show. Now, here is what's planned for the show today. I'm going to talk about the different types of cookies and the definition of them. To most people, a cookie is just that, a cookie. But me, as a culinary nerd, there are many different kinds of cookies. Would you like to learn about the different types so that the next time you eat a cookie, you can say, oh, hey, this is a drop cookie, for example. I will educate you about the different kinds of cookies. I'm also going to talk about how to make successful cookies each time. Have you ever made a bad batch of cookies? Has your cookies baked too thin? Have your cookies not changed shape as they bake? It happens to all of us bakers. But I'll provide you with my personal tips to make the perfect, successful, delicious cookie. Plus, some of these awesome cookie recipes, including chocolate chip cookies, M&M cookies, M&M eggnog cookies, white chocolate chip cookies, Reese's Pieces cookies, peanut butter blossoms, and much, much more. So, let's put on a chef coat, an apron, and head right into the kitchen. Preheat your oven and get your ingredients out, and let's begin baking. I'm going to start the show off by talking about the different kinds of cookies. Of all the desserts that you can bake, cookies can be the easiest and the most fun. Most cookies are made from the same basic ingredients. The dry ingredients consist of all-purpose flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. The sweetness comes from granulated and/or brown sugar. The fat is either softened butter, margarine, and/or sometimes shortening. Eggs and vanilla extract are also used. For different flavored cookies, you can add any or all of these. Chocolate, cocoa, nuts, raisins, oatmeal, spices, or extracts. Making the dough is pretty consistent with all cookies. Cookie making pretty much uses the creaming method, which is a method where you combine your fat with sugars, and then you add in your liquid ingredients, and then basically you fold in your dry ingredients. And if you're going to be using chocolate chips or white chocolate or nuts or raisins, whatever the case may be, after you combine the dry ingredients with your cookie dough, that's when you're going to add on your extra add-ins. So the creaming method is one of the most simplest methods for cookies. So in culinary school, I've learned that there are 5 different types of cookies. Drop cookies, bar cookies, molded cookies, pressed cookies, and of course, icebox and refrigerator cookies, and there are rolled cookies. You're probably saying to yourself, what the heck kind of cookies are those? So please let me tell you about the different types of cookies. Drop cookies are the easiest individual cookies to make. Balls of dough are dropped from a spoon onto a cookie sheet. Now, drop cookies can be chocolate chip cookies, sugar cookies, M&M cookies, peanut butter cookies. Basically, any cookie that you use a cookie scoop to scoop and drop is a drop cookie. Now, bar cookies are prepared by putting the dough in a rectangular pan. They are baked and then cut into squares. Most drop cookie recipes can be converted to this type of cookie. They are the easiest cookies to make because several batches are baked at once. Examples of bar cookies can include brownies, blondies, and things like that. Molded cookies is dough that is formed by the hands into shapes such as wreaths, crescents, kings, or balls. Balls are sometimes flattened with the bottom of a glass. Pressed cookies are made by pressing the dough through a cookie press or pastry tube to form different shapes. I bet you guys didn't know that a cannoli is a pressed cookie. And finally, refrigerated or icebox cookies are prepared by shaping the dough into long rolls and then refrigerating them. Once cold, the dough can be sliced and baked. This is a great prepare ahead of time dough because it also can be frozen. Rolled cookies take a little more preparation. With a rolling pin, chilled dough is rolled out. The dough is cut into shapes by using a knife, pastry wheel, or cookie cutter. Examples of a rolled cookie include the classic gingerbread man or the classic sugar cookie. Now that we know about the different kinds of cookies, I would like to teach you how to make the most perfect, successful cookies so that your days of failures at cookies are over. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you how to make the perfect, successful cookies. Gone are the days of burnt, flat, or failed cookies. Simply follow these tips and you should be A-okay. Here are my tips for baking the perfect cookies. Read your cookie recipe carefully before starting. be sure you have all the ingredients called for and that you understand the recipe clearly. Make sure you double-check your recipe. Make sure you read your measurements, because the worst thing to happen to a cookie recipe is to add a tablespoon of salt when it calls for a teaspoon. So be sure to read the recipe twice or three times if you have to until you get it right, and make sure you do the right amount of measurements and the right instructions and have the oven preheated to the right temperature, because unlike cooking, baking cannot be fixed. It cannot be improvised. It's a science. It has to be done to the exact T. Use good tools and utensils. Assemble all the bowls, pans, and utensils you will need on your counter before starting. Use standard measuring cups and spoons. Use top quality ingredient and assemble the ingredients before starting. You cannot expect a first-rate product using second-rate ingredients. Be sure your ingredients are fresh and of the finest quality. If your recipe says the ingredient must be room temperature, then make sure they are at room temperature before proceeding. Now, you can make butter and eggs room temperature by taking them out of the refrigerator an hour before making the recipe. Baking powder and baking soda, make sure that you check the expiration date of baking powder and baking soda, replacing if necessary. Now, to see if the baking powder and baking soda is fresh, baking soda should bubble when added to vinegar, and baking powder should bubble when added to hot water. Be sure to mix baking powder and or baking soda into the flour before adding to the wet ingredients, as this distributes everything evenly so your cookies will not end up with large holes. Eggs. Check out sale dates of eggs, which are on the egg cartons. Eggs should be at room temperature. Also, the emulsion could be ruined if eggs or other liquids are too cold or too hot when they are added. So make sure they're at the perfect room temperature. Flour. Do not substitute flour types different from the recipe. If your recipe calls for all-purpose flour, that's what you need to use. Cake flour and bread flour will not behave the same. Learn about the different types of flour. When a recipe calls for all-purpose flour, it means the bleached variety. Measuring flour. Too much flour can make some cookies rock hard. When in doubt, err on the side of less flour. Even better, use a scale if the recipe offers a weight equivalent. Spoon the flour into your measuring cup and sweep a spatula across the top to level it off. Do not use the measuring cup as a scoop, or it'll pack the flour and you will end up with more flour in the cup than intended. Butter. Make sure your butter is at room temperature, otherwise it won't cream properly with the sugar. 9 times out of 10, a lot of people fail with cookies because their butter was not at room temperature. Now, the terms room temperature, soften, and soft mean different things. The temperature of the butter can and will make a difference in the recipe. Most cookie dough recipes depend on the emulsion that occurs when you cream butter and sugar together. This emulsion will not happen if the butter is too hot or too cold. Room temperature butter. It should be pliable enough that your finger can leave a mark in it without being soft and greasy. Set the butter out at least 1 hour in advance. I usually set my butter on a counter the night before I want to bake. That way it becomes a perfect room temperature. Softened butter will feel a little warmer to the touch, and it'll be much easier to leave a deep indentation, but it should still be firm enough to pick up without falling apart. Soft butter will be too soft to pick up. Microwave butter. Do not try to microwave your butter, as it will end up too soft. If you do not have an hour's lead time, increase the surface area by cutting the butter into small pieces or shredding it on the larger holes of the grater. It will then come up to temperature in approximately 10 minutes. Unsalted butter. Unsalted butter is generally recommended because some salted butters have more sodium than others. If you use salted butter, only use half the amount of salt called for in the recipe. Do not skip the salt, as salt brings out flavors and balances the sweetness in a recipe. Salt. Use the full amount of salt called for in a recipe, especially when using unsalted butter. If you use salted butter, you can use half the amount called for in the recipe. Shortening. Check your vegetable shortening before using. Shortening, especially the new trans fat-free brands, can go bad, introducing off flavors to your cookies that you worked hard making. It is best open shortening in your refrigerator. Sugar, one of the most important ingredients in making cookies. The type of sugar used in your cookies can promote spread in baked cookies. To understand this, you need to know that sugar is a tenderizer, which interferes with the formation structure. Sugars with a finer granulation promote more spread, probably because they dissolve sooner, and only dissolved sugars will tenderize. Powdered sugar, confectionery sugar, when it contains cornstarch, prevents spread in cookies despite its finer grain. Room temperature ingredients. Have all ingredients at room temperature for more glamorous, perfect cookies, unless otherwise specified. Now, not having your ingredients at room temperature is where a lot of people have failure at making cookies. Make sure you measure the ingredient quantities correctly. Use correct measuring cups and spoons. This is a baking must. Follow your cookie recipe to the T. You can always experiment with large batches later on, testing how alterations affect the final product. Use dry measuring cups. Dry ingredients such as flour, sugar, salt, and baking powder should always be measured in dry measuring cups, never in liquid cups. And make sure to preheat your oven 10 to 15 minutes before you begin baking cookies, so that way your oven has time to preheat. Now, to bake your cookies, you want to bake them on a cookie sheet. Make sure that your cookies are cool or at room temperature when you add the cookie dough onto the cookie sheet. Otherwise, the dough will start to melt, adversely affecting the cookie shape and texture. Make sure that you use a cookie sheet that has little or no sides, so that will allow the cookie to bake quickly and evenly. Now, some people like to grease their cookie sheets with vegetable shortening or unsalted butter, but I'm a believer that you don't have to grease a cookie sheet. You can use parchment paper or the reusable silicone baking mats on your cookie sheets instead of the shortening or butter. That way they will not brown or burn, because when you use grease, your cookies have the possibility of overcooking and browning. Make sure you bake one cookie sheet at a time, and be sure that the cookie sheet fits in your oven with at least 1 inch of space around its edges for proper heat circulation. And of course, when you take out the cookies from the oven, make sure that you're cooling your baking sheets between baking batches of cookies. Rotate cookie sheets and rinse and wipe clean between batches. Now, baking the perfect cookie. Cookies should be of a uniform thickness and size so that they'll bake the same amount of time. Using a small cookie scoop or ice cream scoop will provide picture-perfect uniform-sized cookies. Leave room between the cookies and the cookie sheets because they're going to expand as they bake. Rule of thumb is 2 inches between cookies. Watch the baking time and use an accurate timer to make sure that your cookies come out perfect. What if you want a gooey cookie? All you have to do is underbake the cookie. So do less than a few minutes less than what the recipe calls for. All right. Well, it's time for the fun part of the show. recipe time. Please take out a pen and paper and jot these recipes down. Or, of course, you can re-listen to the show and do it then. Or you can bake with the show on. Here I go, ready for the recipes. We'll start with the American classic, chocolate chip cookies. 1 cup of butter softened, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 2 teaspoons of hot water, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 2 cups of chocolate chips. And of course, you can use whatever chocolate chip you like. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Cream together the butter, white sugar, and brown sugar until smooth. Beat in the eggs one at a time, then stir in the vanilla. Dissolve baking soda in hot water. Add to the batter along with salt. Stir in flour, chocolate chips, and nuts. Drop by large spoonfuls onto ungreased pans. Bake for about 10 minutes in the preheated oven or until edges are nicely browned. That's the delicious chocolate chip cookie recipe. Now here's a recipe that not too many people are familiar with. It is a Reese's Pieces cookie. So for this cookie, you're going to need 1/2 cup, which is 1 stick of butter or margarine softened, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of Reese's creamy peanut butter, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1 cup of Reese's Pieces candies. Heat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Beat butter, granulated sugar, brown sugar, peanut butter, egg, and vanilla in a large bowl until fluffy. Stir together flour, baking soda, and salt. Gradually add to butter mixture, beating until well blended. Stir in candies and drop by heaping teaspoons onto ungreased cookie sheets. Bake 10 to 12 minutes or until edges are lightly browned. Remove from oven. Cool slightly. Remove from pan to wire rack. Cool completely. Mix about 30 cookies. Now my next recipe is an American classic, especially during the holiday season. I know that a lot of people have grown up in their childhoods with their mothers and grandmothers making these cookies. And these are peanut butter blossoms. You're going to need 1 3/4 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1/2 cup of shortening, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of milk, and additional sugar, and 48 Hershey chocolate kisses unwrapped. Or here's where you can get creative. You can add Reese's peanut butter cups, the mini ones. You can add mini Twix, mini Snickers, or mini Butterfingers. Whatever chocolate your heart desires, you can use. You don't have to use Hershey Kisses. Combine shortening, sugars, egg, vanilla, and peanut butter. Add dry ingredients and milk. Shape dough into small balls, then roll in sugar. Place on an ungreased cookie sheet. Bake 10 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Place a kiss in the middle of each cookie, pressing until the edges crack. All right, those are the first three recipes for today's show. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick intermission. As per usual, during our intermission, we will find out today in history, and I have a song to play for a very special listener named Jeff, as per his request. As it is intermission time, I would like to remind everyone to, if you can, please donate to the Toys for Tots Foundation so that the less fortunate children can also have a Merry Christmas. Also consider donating to local food banks, things like turkey, ham, pork roast, etc., so that the needy and homeless can have a nice Christmas dinner. Don't worry if it's 6:30 p.m., which will happen in 6 minutes. We will go into recording, so so that you can get the rest of the recipes by clicking the link 20 minutes after the show and fast forward past the 3-minute mark to get the rest of the recipes. So at 6:30, the show's going to stop playing live, but have no fear. You're going to get the rest of the recipes. All you got to do is listen to the show in 20 minutes after the show archive and fast forward past the 30-minute mark. Merry Christmas, and now the fat guy's going to have his intermission.
Hi, I'm Joanne, the big fat white-haired crazy psycho animal lady. I'm here for Alex. I am going to tell you about today in history. First, I am going to play a song that Alex's friend Jeff requested.
Rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fourth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Sending Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The fifth thing at Christmas.
Sending Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Oh, I hate those Christmas cards.
Hangovers, rigging up these lights,
and finding a Christmas tree.
Facing my in-laws,
5 months of bills.
Sending Christmas cards,
oh geez, I'm trying to rig up these lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me. Sending Christmas cards,
Greg Farmer, the Christmas
charity. Now what do you mean you're in-laws?
5 months of bills.
Oh, making out these cards.
Oh, you give me a beer, huh? Well, we have no extension cord.
And finding a Christmas tree. The ninth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing out those Christmas cards.
Hangovers. Now why the hell are they blinking?
And finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
I need something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Yo-ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this. One light goes out, they all go out.
And finding a Christmas tree. The 11th thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
They'll give it special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my gosh, I'm so desperate.
Charity.
She's a witch, I hate her.
5 months of bills.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
Oh, who's got the charity paper?
Get a flashlight, I'm no fuse.
And finding a Christmas tree. The
12th
thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me.
Finding Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charity.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of bills.
I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart. You rig up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree.
Today in history. Today is Saturday, December 17, the 352nd day of 2016. There are 14 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history. On December 17, 1903, Wilbur and Orville Wright of Dayton, Ohio, conducted the first successful manned-powered airplane flights near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, using their experimental craft, the Wright Flyer. On this date, in 1777, France recognized American independence. In 1939, the German pocket battleship Admiral Grolfsby was scuttled by its crew, ending the World War II Battle of the River Plate off Uruguay. In 1944, the U.S. War Department announced it was ending its policy of excluding people of Japanese ancestry from the West Coast. In 1957, the United States successfully test-fired the Atlas intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time. In 1969, the U.S. Air Force closed its Project Blue Book by concluding there was no evidence of extraterrestrial spaceships behind thousands of UFO sightings. An estimated 50 million TV viewers watched singer Tiny Tim marry his fiancée, Miss Vicki Buettinger, on NBC's Tonight Show. In 1975, Lynette Fromm was sentenced in Sacramento, California, to life in prison for her attempt on the life of President Gerald R. Ford. 10 years ago, gunmen in Iraqi army uniforms kidnapped some 30 people at the Red Crescent offices in downtown Baghdad. About half were released the same day. Searchers on Mount Hood in Oregon found the body of missing climber Kelly James. Two other climbers, Brian Hall and Jerry Nico Cook, were never found. Dodgers reliever Larry Sherry, the most valuable player of the 1959 World Series, died in Mission Viejo, California at age 71. Yu Kwan, a management consultant from San Mateo, California, emerged as the winner of CBS Survivor, Cook Islands. 5 years ago, North Korean leader Kim Jong-il died after more than a decade of iron rule. He was 69, according to official records, but some reports indicated he was 70. Advocates for immigrants gathered outside Alabama's state capitol in Montgomery to call for repeal of a controversial law they said harkened back to the state's segregationist past. 1 year ago, Defense Secretary Ash Carter acknowledged that he sometimes used a personal, unsecured email account to conduct official business after he took office, a practice he called entirely my mistake. Representatives of Libya's two rival factions signed a UN broker deal to form a unity government. Thought for today, democracy is not an easy form of government, because it is never final, it is a living, changing organism, with a continuous shifting and adjusting of balance between individual freedom and general order. Ilka Chase, American author, actress, humorist, 1905-1978. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the very first episode of Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy. Now, we've been talking about Christmas cookies since Christmas is next Sunday, and I've given out some good recipes. I've gave out the chocolate chip cookies, the Reese's Pieces cookies, and the peanut butter blossoms. And also, I gave out tips for making the best cookies. Now, let's get back into our recipes. Now, chocolate white chocolate chip cookies. You're going to need 2 cups of white chocolate chips. You're going to need 3/4 of a cup of cocoa powder, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 cups of sugar, 1 cup, which is 2 sticks of butter or margarine, softened. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Beat butter and sugar in a large bowl until creamy. Add eggs and vanilla, beat until light and fluffy. Stir together flour, cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt. Gradually beat into butter mixture. Stir in white chocolate chips. Drop by rounded teaspoons onto ungreased cookie sheets. Bake 8 to 9 minutes. Do not overbake. Cookies will be soft. They will puff while baking, flatten upon cooling. Cool slightly. Remove from cookie sheet to wire rack. Cool completely. Mix about 54 cookies. Now, on to my personal favorite cookie, because I love anything red velvet. Here is my red velvet white chocolate chip cookies. For the cookie, you're going to need 1.5 cup of all-purpose flour, 2.5 tablespoons of cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon of cornstarch, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon of distilled white vinegar, 1 large egg, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1.5 teaspoons of red food coloring, and 3/4 of a cup of white chocolate chips divided. Directions. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees. In a mixing bowl, whisk together flour, cocoa powder, cornstarch, baking powder, and salt set aside. In the bowl of an electric stand mixer, whisk together flour. Oh, wait a minute. Add butter, shortening, and sugar to the bowl of an electric stand mixer and mix on medium speed until very pale and fluffy, about 4 minutes. Sorry about that. I lost my page that I was reading this recipe on. Add egg and egg yolk and mix until combined. Add vinegar, vanilla, and food coloring and mix until well blended. Slowly add in dry ingredients and mix just until combined. Mix in a 1/2 cup of white chocolate chips. Scoop dough out by the heaping tablespoonfuls and roll it to balls and place on buttered or silicone-lined cookie sheets. Gently press about 6 white chocolate chips into the top of each cookie, being careful not to flatten the cookies. And bake in a preheated oven 8 to 9 minutes. Allow to cool several minutes on a baking sheet before transferring to a wire rack to cool. Make sure you store cookies in an airtight container. All right, so that's the red velvet white chocolate chip cookies. Now I'm going to give you a recipe that's a twist on the classic chocolate chip cookie, and that is the M&M cookie. So for the M&M cookie, you're going to need a cup of packed brown sugar, a 1/2 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of shortening, 2 eggs, 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2.5 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1.5 cups of M&Ms. Directions. In a large bowl, mix sugar, eggs, shortening, and vanilla thoroughly. Add flour, salt, and baking soda to cream mixture. Blend well. Add 3/4 of a cup of candies. Drop dough by teaspoonful onto baking sheet. Slightly push a few candies on top of each dough ball with remaining candies. Bake at 350 for 9 to 11 minutes. All right. So here's my next recipe. Now, this is a recipe that I got from Tasty on Facebook. Now, Tasty is a Facebook page that posts videos on cooking and baking. So here it is. This is a great recipe. M&M eggnog cookies. You love M&Ms? You love eggnog? This is the cookie for you. For the cookies, you're going to need 1 cup of unsalted butter at room temperature, 2 cups of sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 2 eggs, 1/2 teaspoon of cream of tartar, 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 3 cups of flour. For the frosting, you're going to need 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter at room temperature, 2 cups of powdered sugar, and 1/4 cup of eggnog, and of course, M&M cookies. M&M candies. So you'll need M&M candies. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Cream together the butter and sugar in a mixing bowl with a hand mixer. Add the vanilla and the eggs one at a time while continuing to blend. Add the cream of tartar, baking soda, and nutmeg. Slowly add the flour 1 cup at a time while blending. Do not overmix. Blend just until the flour is incorporated. Cover and refrigerate the dough until chilled, about an hour. Scoop the cookie dough into balls about 2 inches each onto a parchment-lined baking sheet. Bake 10 to 15 minutes until lightly browned around the edges. While the cookies are cooling, make the frosting. Blend together the cream cheese and butter until smooth. Slowly add the powdered sugar a little at a time and blend until smooth. Add the eggnog and blend until creamy. When the cookies are cooled, frosted, and decorate with M&Ms. So when they are cooled and frosted, you can begin decorating with the M&Ms. Enjoy. And now my final recipe, a cookie that I have grown up with in my childhood is the cookies that I like. And it is Italian Christmas cookies. So you're going to need 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 1/4 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of butter softened, 1/3 cup of a whole milk ricotta cheese, 2 teaspoons of grated lemon peel, 2 eggs, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. The frosting needs 2 1/4 cups of powdered sugar, 3 to 4 teaspoons of lemon juice, food coloring as desired, and candy sprinkles as desired. Heat oven to 350. In a small bowl, stir flour, baking powder, and salt. In a large bowl, beat granulated sugar, butter, ricotta, and lemon peel with blender mixer on medium speed, about 1 minute or until fluffy. Scrape side of bowl. Beat in eggs 1 at a time, just until smooth. Stir in vanilla. On low speed, beat flour mixture into sugar mixture until well blended. Cover and refrigerate for 30 minutes. Using flour fingers, shape dough into 54 1-inch balls. Place 2 inches apart on ungreased cookie sheets. Bake 9 to 11 minutes or until set, but not browned. Cool 2 minutes. Remove from cookie sheets to cooling rack. Cool completely about 15 minutes. In a small bowl, beat powdered sugar and 3 tablespoons of lemon juice with spoon until smooth and spreadable. If frosting is too stiff to spread, add additional lemon juice, 1 teaspoon at a time. Tint with food coloring if you want. Using knife, spread 1/2 teaspoon of frosting on each cool cookie and immediately top with sprinkles. Let stand about 30 minutes or until frosting is set. And that is the Italian cookie recipe. Well, I hope you enjoyed all of these cookie recipes, and I hope you'll give them a try. If you do try them, please let me know how they come out. Now, I'm going to post all of the recipes that I have gave out on tonight's show on my fan page, Ace Network. So log on to Facebook and check out my fan page, Ace Network. Don't forget, on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we're at our second episode of Cooking and Baking with the Fat Guy, where I'll be talking about Christmas desserts and giving out some Christmas recipes such as red velvet cake, brownies, and more. So join me Monday for Christmas dessert recipes. Well, that's a wrap for tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, cook, bake, eat, repeat, because that's what a fat guy does. The fat guy says it's time to get baking some cookies. With that being said, have a good night. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Keep it lively and authentic. My name is Alice Cardinelli, and I am the ace that runs the place. Cook, bake, eat, repeat. Good night. Happy holidays. Today's podcast belongs to the Ace Network, Alex Cardinelli Entertainment Network. It may not be reused, redistributed without permission from Alex Cardinelli himself. This podcast was recorded live from the Springfield, Massachusetts studio and Ace Network.